This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A Denver law firm sued the San Isabel Electric Association today over the Aspen Acres fire. The lawsuit alleges that the fire began burning near power lines in an area of the San Isabel National Forest. It claims witnesses saw a fallen tree on a power line followed by an explosion. The lawsuit is seeking damages from the utility for four people affected by the fire. Housing prices in Colorado Springs remain high during this summer real estate season. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
The median price for a single-family home sat at just under $500,000 in June. That's comparable with last year at this time. The numbers come from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. The group calls this a normalizing of the housing market after years of high interest rates. The number of homes for sales increasing, and those properties are usually selling in about a month and a half. That, too, is similar to last June. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver firefighters quickly put down a fire on the roof of a downtown restaurant this afternoon. Crews responded to a large black plume of smoke at the Sherpa base camp and quickly extinguished the flame. CPR's Kiara Damari was live on scene and said Denver Fire brought a lot of fighting power.
Denver Fire has confirmed that the fire is out and they are investigating the cause. As of about 4:15 in the afternoon, there are six fire trucks around. Some are in the alley, some are on the road.
The restaurant owner says staff was unaware of the fire at the time. No injuries were reported. This is CPR News.